where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia's Plank Road project will be completed by late this summer. The third and final phase of the project will be starting soon from just south of McGregor Side Road to Highway 40. Sarnia's construction manager, Rob Williams, says there will be a roving closure for through traffic.
So the closure will proceed south on Plank Road as the contractor installs his water main. So there will be times where the public may have to enter from one direction or the other, and then that is possible to change as we proceed down the road.
He says the closure to through traffic will start in mid-April. City Council recently awarded a $3.5 million contract to Vanbury Drainage and Bulldozing for the final phase of the project. The casket of former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney has moved to his home province as the tributes continue to pour in. Mulroney's casket will lie in repose at St. Patrick's Basilica in Montreal today and tomorrow, ahead of Saturday's state funeral. His casket left Ottawa yesterday after 2 days of lying in state that included visits from Canada's Prime Minister, political dignitaries, and members of the public. A Sarnia family says the community has been welcoming of its new group called Operation Warm Hearts and Full Bellies. The group's goal is to provide meals and other services to those who are homeless or in need. Lainey Brooker says it started in December after a family Christmas dinner and seeing the leftover food. She says now they make about 100 meals every night.
I feel like we've seen more people in the last little bit. And even us, I think, have been feeling the pressure of being able to support people.
Brooker says they try to make it accessible to everyone. Full details are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Habitat for Humanity's Tiny Home Project will be on display for the community today. There's two public information sessions on in Point Edward. They're being held at the Sunbridge Convention Center from 2 until 4 this afternoon and 6 until 8 tonight. And if you need to fill up the gas tank today, it's going to cost you a little bit more to do so. Several Sarnia stations are selling this morning at just under $1.60 a litre, up from around $1.43 yesterday. Canadians for Affordable Energy President Dan McTague says the cost of oil, demand, and the upcoming federal carbon tax will lead to skyrocketing costs before the summer. The average price in southern Ontario this morning is $1.57 a liter. Mix of sun and cloud for today with a slight chance of flurries this morning. Winds out of the northwest, a high of zero. Clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a chance of snow. Winds becoming southeasterly by morning, a low of minus 9. Periods of snow Friday, 2 to 4 centimeters possible, a high of 1. For Saturday, sunny, a high of 2.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.